Harold! Harold, come quick!
Now, Margaret, how many times do I have to tell you the squirrels are not plotting against you?
Oh, shut up, Harold. Look, someone's moving into the old Pemberton place next door.
Well, that's nice, dear.
Oh, I do hope they fix up that gloomy old place. You think they knew it was haunted when they bought it?
Well, if they didn't before, I'm sure they'll hear about it from you.
Harold! You make me sound like some old gossip. I'll tell you who the real gossip is. It's that old Miss Vandersmug from Two Doors Down. What with her drinking problem and her son? And you've heard about her husband, right? Why, I even heard he ran over an old hobo with his car.
Oh, look, dear, there's a car pulling up. This must be the new residence.
Ooh, let me look at them. Harold, fetch him a binoculars. No, not the night vision ones, the other ones, by the coffee table and the boom mic.
Here you go, dear.
Oh, there's one of them now. Looks like some sort of hobo.
Uh-oh. Better not let Mr. Vandersmug see him.
Oh, Harold, it's worse than a hobo. I think it's a beatnik. You realize what this means, Harold? Reefer parties.
Reefer parties?
I heard a sermon on the old-time fear and gospel hour. These beatniks, they throw wild sex parties and smoke marijuana cigarettes, which they call reefers, and listen to that horrible jazz music at all hours of the night.
Well, that certainly does sound dreadful, dear. Especially the part about the wild sex parties. Why don't we invite them over for dinner? And then, while they're here, some of the boys and I will burn their house down.
Harold, you can't do that. What if the flames spread to our house?
Well, that's a good point, dear. I suppose we could just invite them over for dinner, get to know them before we run them out of the neighborhood.
Killing time! Finale! We never got a theme song. Here's the last episode. Moving day.
Well, it looks like the movers got everything off the moving truck. Wow, I can't believe we're moving into a new house in a new neighborhood.
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but I've been going through my stuff, and it looks like the movers lost one of my paintings.
Which one?
The Rembrandt.
Oh no! I hope they didn't lose any of the boxes containing my poetry notebooks.
You should run upstairs, check, and if you find them, bring them down here so that I can burn them. I mean read them.
Good idea. You know, one of those notebooks contains my latest and greatest work, a hip-hop version of the Bible. I call it the Hizzoli Bizible.
So, what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to their office and get to the bottom of this. That's my Rembrandt.
Good luck. And remember, try not to go too white woman on them.
Scene change. Moving on up. Moving company. Helen speaking. How may I direct your call? One moment, please. Mr. Hoover, line one. Now then, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I called earlier about a missing item. I'm moving into a new house today, and I believe your movers may have lost something valuable of mine.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I'd like you to help me find it.
And could you describe the alleged missing item in question?
Well, it's a Rembrandt, and it... Huh, you know, it looks exactly like that one right there, the one hanging in your lobby.
Oh, isn't that simply divine? It's a new acquisition. They say it's a replica, but I don't know. I think it looks rather authentic to me.
Yeah, me too. And you say it's a new acquisition.
Yes, that's right. Just came in today. Mr. Hoover, he runs the place. He's a real collector.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Ma'am, it's possible your painting could have accidentally been put on another truck. I can have the movers check when they get back.
What if they don't find anything?
I'm sorry?
Well, what if it turns out that my painting isn't on one of your trucks? What then? You know, I'm looking around the lobby, and I can't help but notice this is the most elaborately directed lobby for a moving company I've ever seen in my life. This place looks like a Hilton in Saudi Arabia. Victorian furniture, oriental rugs, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the Shroud of Turin on the wall?
Would you like to speak to the supervisor?
Try not to go too white woman on them.
I mean, if it's no trouble, you don't have to go out of your way or anything.
Mr. Hoover, could you come to the front? We have a Code Karen in progress.
Code Karen? Wait a minute, I'm not a
Yes?
Mr. Hoover, this is Tina. She believes the mover stole one of her paintings, and now she's making a scene.
I'm not making it.
Oh, no. That's preposterous.
I mean, it's not that preposterous. I can see it hanging on your wall.
Oh, my dear girl. Lots of moving companies have original Rembrandts hanging on their walls. Tell me, is it possible yours was a fake?
A fake? No, you listen here, buddy.
Ooh, there's no need to get hysterical, madam.
I'm not getting...
I understand your frustration, young lady. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Here's a coupon for 5% off your next move.
You know what? Keep your coupon. You haven't heard the last from me.
Ooh, how delightfully ominous.
Scene change.
Well, I met the neighbors.
Oh yeah? What are they like?
They seem fairly normal. You'll find out tonight.
What do you mean?
They invited us to dinner.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
Do you know what this means?
Free food?
Oh, it means I have to spend the evening making small talk with strangers. Oh, God.
Now what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm getting the dry heaves. It happens every time I have to interact socially with people I don't know.
How do you function on a day-to-day level?
Oh, alcohol and drugs mostly.
I don't understand. You have social interactions all the time with customers at the comic shop that I own, where you work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Expository dialogue makes me dry heave too.
Let me ask you a serious question.
You just slapped me.
I read somewhere it's supposed to calm you down. Did it work?
No.
How about now?
Would you please stop slapping me?
It's not working for you?
No. If anything, it's exacerbating my anxiety.
It's working for me.
Those jerks at the moving company think they can get away with swiping my Rembrandt and hanging it in the lobby like some fish poster in a dorm room. I don't think so.
Hey, I like fish. Salmon mostly. But what I don't understand why you don't want to handle this in, shall we say, less felonious manner. You know, I am more than talking bear. I am qualified lawyer.
You're an entertainment lawyer, Mr. Barinski. Not exactly helpful in this situation.
I have colleagues I could make recommendation.
I'm gonna be honest with you here, Mr. B. May have originally acquired this painting through less than proper channels, if you dig my meaning.
Oh, I dig plenty, sister. Painting fell off truck, eh? So, what do you need me to do?
I need you to go in there and cause a distraction while I boost the painting off the wall.
Ah, distraction. Yes, I can do distraction. You want I go in there and start mauling? He's plenty distracting.
Yes, now that is plenty distracting. I was hoping for something a little less murdery.
Me?
I'm sure you can improvise something.
Oh, no. No. I'm terrible going off script. A tendency to overthink and freeze, which is then followed by panic and then mauling. Took improv class once to meet a girl. Was asked not to come back. Begged not to come back, actually. Was teacher's dying wish shortly before dying from mauling.
It's really very simple. All you have to do is follow the yes and principle.
Did not get that far in class.
It's basic improv, Mr. B.
First 5 minutes of class, teacher asked if I was looking forward to doing improv. I froze and panicked. And there was mauling.
Okay, listen. In improv, you build upon a joke. If someone says they're a farmer, you accept their world. They are a farmer, and now when it's your chance to add a line, you say, and I'm a farmer from next door, it's time to duel for these cows. So then they acknowledge that you're dueling for cows, and add that you're now dueling the farmer way, mud wrestling. So now you're mud wrestling for cows. Got it?
Seems simple enough. What could possibly go wrong?
Transition music.
Gentlemen, come in.
Thank you. I'm Alex, and this greenish individual is my associate, Richard.
Hi.
Wow, that's a lot of plastic-covered furniture. If I didn't know better, I'd swear you're planning on murdering us.
Oh, God, I wish.
Can I get you gentlemen a drink? We have scotch, whiskey, gin, tequila?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Just throw it all in one glass. A straw would be great if you got one.
And I will take a tumbler of your finest chocolate milks, please.
We don't have chocolate milk. We have soda, OJ, purple stuff, and Sunny D.
Oh boy, purple stuff!
I'll be right back.
What are you doing with the purple stuff? What are you, 12?
What? I like the purple stuff. You just worry about yourself there, sweaty.
I'm nervous.
You look like you just stepped out of the pool. You're getting sweat all over the plastic.
Good evening. I'm sorry for the late entrance. I was upstairs powdering my nose.
That means she's doing cocaine.
I'm Margaret.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Well, that's a very powerful handshake you have there, Alex.
Hi, I'm Richard.
Oh my. Well, that is a very moist handshake.
It's a side effect of the medication that I'm on.
Oh, medication? For what?
For what? Help me out here, Alex. I've forgotten what medication I'm on.
He's a sex offender.
He's a what?
He's choking. He's a real kidder, this one. Actually, I had a kidney removed and donated to some orphans. The medication helps with the pain.
I'm sorry, you donated your kidney to some orphans?
Yeah, just one kidney, so they cut it up and divided it among the orphans.
They're small orphans, so they don't need the whole kidney.
There was a woman with you. Is she not coming for dinner?
No, there was an issue with the mover. She's getting that straightened out.
Meanwhile, can I help you, sir?
Yes, and?
Excuse me.
Yes, I excuse you, and you excuse me as well.
Mr. Hoover, could you come to the front desk, please?
Yes. And what seems to be the problem, Helen?
Yes, I am farmer from next door.
Now with Mr. B distracting him, it should be a simple matter to just remove this painting from the wall. Ugh, damn it. It must be screwed into the wall. I better go get my toolkit.
Psst! Psst! Mr. B! Stretch! Stretch!
Sir, are you okay?
Yes, I'm only stretching. I don't want to pull muscle.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. You say you're a farmer from next door?
Yes.
Say, does anyone hear that? Why, it sounds as though someone is operating a drill in the lobby.
Yes, I hear drill noise, and it's stomach. I'm hungry. When hungry, stomach make drill sound.
Your stomach makes a drilling sound when you're hungry.
Yes, and it's time for you and I to duel for cows.
You wish to duel me for my cows?
Yes. Is farmer's way to duel for cows.
All right, then. I accept your challenge. We have a mud wrestling pit in the back.
Yes. And it what?
Got it. Now to grab Mr. B and beat it. Hey, where'd he go?
Meanwhile.
This food is excellent.
Why, thank you.
Richard, I can't help but notice you haven't touched your plate. Is everything okay?
He's a vegetarian.
You mean you don't eat meat? You're not a communist, are you?
Harold, please don't use that language at the dinner table.
I'm not a communist. Please. You're a total communist.
Hey, Harold, I think your wife passed out in the roast beef.
She gonna finish that plate or...
You know what? You don't have to worry about me. I'll just fill up on napkins. Mmm, that's good napkin. What is this, cloth?
So, long story short, Richard got super drunk, choked on a napkin, and vomited all over the table.
So, a typical dinner with Richard, then.
Yeah. Hey, I see you got your painting back from the movers.
Damn right. Those bastards think they can steal one of my paintings? I don't think so.
Yeah, about that. The movers came by.
Did they?
Turns out they found your painting. It was on the wrong truck. I had them put it in your room.
So, the one I got from the moving company?
Probably a fake, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Mr. B, where did you go? I turned around and you were gone. Why are you covered in mud?
I was challenged to duel for cows. It's farmer's way.
Is that blood?
Duel is to the death, Tina. Not to worry. I give cows the widow in spirit of competition. Hey, no price too big to pay for original Rembrandt, eh?
Killing Time was written by Richard Werder and Tina Leach. Starring Richard Werder, Alex Humphrey, and Tina Leach. Additional voices by Stan Williams. Follow us on Instagram at Killing Time Comedy. Fan mail can be sent to killingtimecomedy@gmail.com.
So that's it?
Guess so.
So we'll do another one next week?
No. Show's done. It's over.
So when are we recording the next one?
Never ever.
Is that a new month?
I'll explain in the car.
I'm hungry. Hey, let's get some seafood. I know a place.
Laters.
Guys, I'm locked in. Can somebody let me out?
I'm afraid of the dark.